Sarah, welcome back, my girl. So it's been over a week now since your amazing prom. We saw the pictures. You looked magnificent. But now we want to get the receipts. We want the tea. You know how it is. Tell me, how was your night? What stood out for you? We just want to know everything.
First of all, I want to say thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate it. And it really was a once-in-a-life opportunity. I felt so beautiful. I've never felt so awesome in my life. The entrance made me so scared as with all the ambulance, like something happened. Everyone came outside to see what's going on. Yeah, but I really enjoyed myself, and thank you so much.
So, Sarah, I know that this experience must be, I mean, I guess you can call it life-changing. How has it changed your life?
It made me believe that there is good in the world. And there's always someone out there that's always willing to help. You just gotta reach out.
And your friends and family, how have they reacted? Like, what has the response from your friends and family been?
They were so shocked about the entrance. They couldn't get over it. They said, you know, no one has ever thought of such an entrance with bikers and everything. And all my friends said I did look very nice, and they're very proud of me. Aww. That I actually have the guts to say my story when a lot of people hide away and shy away.
Exactly.
And they said they happy that I'm...
It's okay. It's okay. Say it. You can. It's okay. I'm here. It's okay.
I'm very thankful for everything. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so, so welcome. You deserve it. Once we aired your interview, we actually got a message from a Mr. Collins, who is the principal of a tertiary education center, who wants to offer you a bursary to study. And he wanted to know what you wanted to study. And I remember you telling me that you wanted to do psychology. Sarah, for those people who missed it before, can you just tell me again, why do you want to be a psychologist?
Because I always...
Okay.
I always wanted to help people. I always wanted to help someone that's in my shoes if I make it one day.
Oh, take a breath. There we go.
I just always wanted to help someone else because no one deserves a life like mine.
You got it, my girl.
No one deserves.
It's your time now, though. Your life is changing. Okay. So another reason why we have you here today is that after we aired your interview, so many people came on board, and almost immediately we had everything covered for the prom that we needed. But KZN wanted to do more. KZN wanted to make sure that it was not just one night that your life changed, but your actual whole life would be changing. And I wish I could give you the names of everyone that helped here, but a lot of people wanted to be anonymous because they were helping from the bottom of their heart, not because they wanted their name up somewhere. And I'm not going to tell you here on air how much money we raised, because unfortunately we are living in a place where someone's intentions may not be good, and now that you are pretty famous, but I'm going to tell you off air that we raised more than 2,000 rand for you, and it is going to be going into a savings fund. So we're not going to be giving you the money to your hands. It's going to a savings fund that our head of finances here is going to be meeting with my friend Nicole from FNB, and they're setting up this fund for you to make sure that it goes towards furthering your education and helping you set up your adult life. So Sarah, I just want to let you know that KZN has got your back, and thank you to everyone in KZN, because your life, my friend, has changed.
Thank you. Thank you. You don't understand. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
So Sarah, I know that it's been an overwhelming few weeks, but before I let you go, imagine there's someone just like you that's listening right now, a little boy or girl who is in a similar position to you. If you could speak to him, if you could speak to her right now, what would you say to them?
Don't ever give up. There's always someone that's willing to help you, and don't shy away from what you're going through, because if you do, it's not, your situation's not going to change, because you got to face it. You can't hide it, because it's not going to go away if you hide it.
Exactly.
And push yourself forward no matter what.
Oh.
Don't just sit there and think it's okay. You need to push yourself forward if you want to move forward.
You're right. Okay, Sarah, I think it is time for me to let you be free now. Enough tears now. Only happy tears from here. Thank you so much for coming and seeing me again. I feel like you and I have made friends. And I want you to promise me that you will keep in touch. And the next time I have you here on East Coast Breakfast, we're going to be talking about your graduation, okay?
Okay, thank you.